L'une de mes toutes premières interviews, bien avant la création de Volant, date de 2011. J'étais à San Francisco et j'avais eu la chance de croiser la route d'un des fondateurs de Airbnb. Si vous cherchez sur un moteur de recherche, vous verrez que je n'étais pas très doué à l'époque d'ailleurs. Mais j'étais impressionné et ravi car j'ai toujours trouvé la capacité de Airbnb à créer une communauté de partage vraiment incroyable. Et donc depuis, l'appartement dont je suis propriétaire a toujours été sur Airbnb pour les moments où je suis en vacances ou simplement absent, car cela me permet d'arrondir les fins de mois. Avec ce supplément de revenus, je peux partir en voyage au Japon en 2016 par exemple, sans doute l'un de mes plus beaux voyages. Donc si vous avez une chambre de libre ou si vous partez en week-end, vous avez sans doute vous aussi un Airbnb. Pour découvrir combien pourrait vous rapporter votre logement, rendez-vous sur airbnb.fr/hôte. C'est airbnb.fr/hôte. H-O-T-E. Allez, place à l'épisode maintenant.
When I look at the world and all the crises that we've been through, but also and mainly the crises that we are going to go through, I think we need a soft touch, a beautiful vision of the world. And I was lucky enough to be invited this summer at IPFO, which is the International Photo Festival in Alten, Switzerland. And there I've met with Eric Madikan-Eck, who is often called a fashion photographer, which he hates. And I understand why, because he truly is an artist that happened to do photography as a support for his artwork. And he's an amazing person because, well, he has studied political science. He's only 37. He was named one of the top 30 on the 30 by Forbes. He won many awards, even though he's super young. And his artwork is just breathtaking, to be honest. And with him, we talk about romanticism for sure, but also about manhood, about vulnerability, and all that you can think that is connected to it. We also talk about the projection that an artist makes when he creates and the energy that he's sending to the world. I think it's a very beautiful and insightful conversation, so I hope you'll enjoy it. Allez, Vlan, c'est parti. So, hi everyone. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good myself.
I'm pretty okay.
That's good. We're going to talk about your work, but I wanted to talk about romanticism.
Yeah.
Romanticism. Is that right?
Romanticism, yeah.
Romanticism. I'm bad with my English sometimes.
C'est bon.
I'm bad with my English sometimes.
Mon français, c'est très bon, mais...
Hey! But people will be happy to know that you speak French a little bit.
Un petit peu.
But well, we'll do the interview in English, though. It's going to be easier and, I guess, more interesting if you like.
Super.
First question, basically, is how did you went to photography? I guess that's a very first question, but... And more than photography, because you told me you would not describe yourself as a fashion photographer, but more as an artist. How did you went into art and why did you choose photography in the first place?
Yes. So I began as a child painting with my mother since probably 4. We would paint almost every day in the basement, watercolors, you know, just abstract and landscapes. And I would kind of copy my mother and what she was doing and learned quite young how to mix colors, how to see composition. She used to take me to the museums every week. So I was always surrounded with art. And then when I was 14, she bought me a camera because I was super into music. So I used to DJ. I mean, I still do a bit, but I used to spend all my money on records and I would be in my bedroom, you know, six hours a day, like just mixing records. And so I was like, you have to go out to the world and not just be in your bedroom. So she bought me a camera, I think, to try to get me out of the room. So we had this ritual every Sunday. She would take me out in her car. And she would say, you know, here's one roll of film, take whatever pictures you want. And that was her way of kind of introducing me to photography. So I think immediately it just made sense. Like the framing of the world with the camera came very easy. And I think, you know, psychologically, if something comes easy, you like it immediately. Totally. Yeah. Because you're like, oh, I'm good at this. I also had very nurturing parents who were like, you're very good at this. You know, so there's immediate positive reinforcement. So I started out shooting black and white Tri-X 35 millimeter film. And then I would go to the dark room in my high school. And I had a fantastic high school photography teacher who really took me under her wing and helped me learn how to develop, print. And so it just became like kind of immediately became a passion. But at the time I was also, you know, I was playing soccer and, you know, I was engaged in many other things, but I think photography immediately made sense. And I knew that it was something I probably was going to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah. So it was quite young.
And so, as you describe me, you don't do only photography, you do different things.
Yeah.
Where would you put photography in the different things you're doing?
Right. Well, I mean, so for many years, that's all I did. So like 14 to probably mid 20s, I was very only shooting black and white photography, which is funny because now I only shoot color. but I was like a student of photography as well, like just on my own. So I went out to the bookshops and, you know, became kind of encyclopedia of photography from the origins, like daguerreotypes through the, you know, the classics like André Cartier-Bresson. In the United States, like we had Harry Callahan in the 60s. Okay. So I had this sort of encyclopedic knowledge, I think, within 2 years of what photography at the time was considered, until you get to Eggleston, which it was funny. I really hated Eggleston and his approach to color. And I had this very sort of classical idea that photography had to be black and white. It had to adhere to these, sort of decisive moment, parameters in, you know, documentary, catching that perfect moment and these compositions that were very graphic. But really the whole time I wasn't passionate about photography as well. I really looked at painting and my love was always painting. Like when I would go to the museums, I wasn't really interested in the photography exhibitions. Like I'd be more interested in contemporary painters, like post-war painters like Gerhard Richter, right. Luc Tuymans. And I always wanted to be a painter, but I was very good at photography. And so there's a sort of dichotomy in my mind of what I was good at and what I wanted to be. And so I think it was in graduate school where I started to experiment with color, but I really wanted to use photography to make paintings. Right.